What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
I'm not happy with President Putin at all, but this is something that would have never happened if I were president. This is a war that was never going to happen.
Mr. President, are you planning to send more weapons to Ukraine?
We're going to send some more weapons. We have to. They have to be able to defend themselves. They're getting hit very hard now.
Including overnight the story that it includes Patriot missile batteries, and we'll get into that in just a little bit. But here's the big turn, and most people seem to think. Trump's never talked this way about Putin before.
We get a lot of bullshit thrown at us by Putin, for you want to know the truth. He's very nice all the time, but it turns out to be meaningless.
Do you want to sanction him? Do you want to grant a sanctions bill on Russia? Do you want him to?
I'm looking at it. Yeah, no, I'm looking. The Senate is passing and passed a very, very tough sanctions bill. Yeah, I'm looking at
it. Did you sign that?
It's an optional bill. It's totally at my option. They pass it totally at my option, and to terminate totally at my option. And I'm looking at it very strongly.
So, first of all, the fact that every news outlet isn't playing that clip unbleeped is amazing to me, because it's the President of the United States talking about the issue of war and peace and the United States' involvement. So having his full statement, because it carries more weight, seems like
well, you know, that's
unnecessary to me. But, I mean, not just to be able to say bull S on the air, but the President of the United, I mean, it has more impact. And the president talking about how involved we're going to be in a war is a big deal. Anywho, won't get off on that. That's definitely the most forceful anti-Putin talk ever out of Donald Trump. And I don't know if you saw over the weekend after he got off the phone with Putin, because it happened over 4th of July weekend, he was walking across the White House lawn and he was asked how the phone call went with Putin. He said, not good, not good. I mean, shaking his head. So he's clearly, for whatever reason, finally now reached the conclusion that Putin's full of crap in terms of wanting peace or working toward peace or anything like that. And last night, and I feel like I've said this 15 times in the last month, last night Russia launched the largest attack of the entire war on Ukraine with 700 drones and 13 missiles attacking all kinds of different civilian structures and people. They were bombing recruiting stations. So Putin knows where people are in line to sign up to go fight, and he's bombing those and killing people while they stand in line.
Right. It's all out war. Definitely. And I'm a little disappointed it took Trump this long to get there. As I said yesterday, I don't think he comprehends ideological extremists or ideology in general, really. Unless it's, you know, his own ideology. But the idea that the mullahs in Iran, they're not interested in a prosperous and happy society. They're interested in Islamism taking over the globe. And Putin isn't interested in peace and prosperity. He's interested in restoring the Russian Empire. and becoming some sort of a latter-day Peter the Great. But Trump just doesn't get that. And it bothers me also that he seems at least half frustrated with Putin because Putin blessed him. It's a personal thing, as opposed to recognizing that Putin's aims are diametrically opposed to the U.S.'s aims in Europe and the world. And that's why you oppose him. On the other hand, he's right. All the things he's saying right now, he's absolutely right. Putin has no desire for peace, and he's full of crap. Well, he's a con man. He's a KGB operative.
So also happening over the 4th of July weekend was a pause in us supplying weapons to Ukraine. That got a lot of news. It was reported with the assumption that that was Donald Trump's order, which you would assume, to pause the sending weapons to Ukraine. And you know, there was the usual conversation about that. Trump is a lackey of Putin, or, you know, is willing to give away Ukraine, or blah, 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 whatever it is. So then, but Trump was asked about that pause, having announced the night before, so Monday night, he announced, no, we're sending weapons that we have to defend himself. He was asked about it in this cabinet meeting slash press conference yesterday.
Last week, the Pentagon paused some shipments of weapons to Ukraine. Did you approve of that pause?
We want to put defensive weapons because Putin is not, treating human beings right. He's killing too many people. So we're sending some defensive weapons to Ukraine, and I've approved that.
So who ordered the pause last week?
I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
I think that's a question.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Who ordered the pause last week? I don't know. So that started a lot of conversations, obviously. I mean, that's a hell of an interesting thing.
Right.
And he didn't need to say that, but he did. Sitting right there with Pete Hegseth to his left and Marco Rubio to his right. So the... I follow a lot of podcasts, so does Joe and everything like that, people that get really in the weeds on this stuff, and the name Eldridge Colby comes up a lot from the people that, you know, really are into this. Eldridge Colby served in the first Trump administration, and he's in this one also, and he is the national security policy professional that was brought in to deal with that issue for Trump first term and this term, and is currently the Undersecretary of Defense for Policy. He is the leading guy and apparently has a lot of sway in the push to stop worrying about the Middle East. It's all about China, which I agree with to a great extent. Stop worrying about other countries. China's our main enemy. Being able to stop China from taking Taiwan is the number one thing. And it's suspected that he threw Hegseth, or he on his own, or Hegseth agreed with him and was okay with it, or whatever, is the guy that stopped the shipment of weapons to Ukraine and was hoping that would stick, because he's worried about our supplies of Patriot missile batteries in particular, because it's the best technology out there for shooting down missiles and drones and all that sort of stuff. And we're now down to quite a low level, and the New York Times is reporting on that today. And so that's its own story.
Yeah, and an important one, certainly.
Sure.
This is a great example of competing goods. That it's not you're right, they're wrong, that is half and half. No, it's competing needs. I'm glad for Colby's voice, because, you know, certainly in isolation, the things he's saying are absolutely true and important to be said. Whether... you know, halting shipment of arms that is like already on the Polish border, ready to go into Ukraine.
And
calling
already,
a halt to that. That's crazy.
And we already had committed this stuff. We'd already said we would give you this stuff. So it's going back on a commitment also. And if it's being done by, you know, I guess the buck's got to stop with Hegseth, right? If it's being done against the president's wishes or intent, that's a serious problem. But anyway, into the supplies of some of these weapons, as the New York Times writes, as Mr. Trump's disillusionment with the Russian leader was building, Pentagon officials were growing increasingly concerned about the potential depletion of the American stockpile of weapons, especially after Israel attacked Iran. you know, because Iran might be coming after us. Officials in Washington were worried that American bases in the region could be targeted, especially if the United States joined Israel in striking Iran's nuclear sites. That would require more arms to defend American troops. The Pentagon also rushed additional Patriot anti-missile batteries from South Korea to the Gulf region, as military planners projected how many Patriot interceptors might be needed in a long conflict. So we're, like, sending as much stuff as we got from other places to the Middle East. And Hegseth and certainly Eldridge Colby might be thinking, what about China if China decides to jump ugly here? It's a reasonable question and a conversation that should be had, but the president's got to be in the loop. I hope he is.
Yes. Yeah, that answer of his was a little cryptic and surprising. I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Yeah, what was interesting is, and then this is, you know, classic Trump. It's the way he operates. His initial answer, he clearly didn't want to throw somebody on the bus and say that I didn't approve that.
He was dodging, yeah.
But he's angry enough about it, I think, or pissed off enough of that personally, like it's his, you know, got to him personally that somebody did something without his acknowledgement, that, you know, pressed on it, he said it. Mm-hmm. He went ahead and said it. Yeah, well, it wasn't me.
You know what I find myself curious about is not the momentary issue, as important as it is, but let's look down the line and go more big picture. What is it about the current state of our arms manufacturing and our arms procurement that has left us in a situation where, for instance, various war planners and simulation runners have said, we would exhaust in 2 weeks our weaponry that we would need to defend against China or, you know, defend Taiwan against China, and it would take 2 years to resupply it, or 20 years, or whatever it is, depending on which weapon system you're talking about. Can we think creatively and aggressively about rectifying that? To me, that is the bottom line issue, that we are not nearly self-sufficient enough for dangerous times, having just come off of a multi-decade period of relative calm, peace, and prosperity. I mean, don't get me started about shipbuilding. Please, it's pathetic. But likewise, the manufacture of Patriot missiles and that sort of stuff. That ought to be a national emergency, and I hope Trump's looking into it.
And so there's this big sanctions bill. Lindsey Graham and others were behind sanctions on Russia that Trump also talked about yesterday. But Trump said, yeah, I'm looking real strong at that, and it's written in such a way that he can implement the sanctions on Russia on his own.
Yeah, we just played that.
Oh, mm-hmm. That was part of it. Okay, I was reading. Yeah. We can implement the sanctions on his own, and then he can stop them.
The show's very good. I listen every day.
And he can stop them on his own. So that's a message to Putin that, hey, you better treat me right.
Right, right. Do you have more on this topic? Because I've got, look at the time.
Yeah, we got to take a break.
Almost trite, but guys falling out of windows in Russia.
Yeah, that's a good story if you haven't heard
that
one.
There were a couple of new ones,
yeah.
And they signal something is going on. We'll get to that.
Yeah,
in a
it's amazing how many people get fired by Putin, then fall out of windows, or have heart attacks, or commit suicide.
They really need to look into window safety in Russia. Top priority,
among other things, on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
With everything happening in the world today, escalating global conflicts, shaky supply chains, an unstable power grid, millions of Americans are taking action now instead of waiting for the next crisis. That's why My Patriot Supply is offering an exclusive deal on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. This kit provides over 2,000 calories a day for 3 months, with breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and drinks included. It's packaged right here in the USA, packed in sturdy, stackable tubs, and lasts up to 25 years in storage. And it ships fast and free, so you can be prepared within days. But the exclusive offer ends soon, so head to MyPatriotSupply.com/radio and take advantage while it's still available. Whether it's a long-term crisis or a short-term disruption, food security equals peace of mind. Head over to MyPatriotSupply.com/radio. Again, that's MyPatriotSupply.com/radio. And grab your 3-month emergency food kit today.
Are you living with dry AMD?
so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with Izervay, you can
slow it down, get it going slower.
Izervay slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
President Trump with harsh words for Vladimir Putin, saying he's not happy with the Russian leader. President Trump now saying the U.S. will resume weapon shipments to Ukraine after some were recently paused by the Pentagon. And with the head of the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, sitting right next to the president insisting he didn't know who ordered that pause.
Yeah, that's a story, man, I think. And this just in, Hegseth was asked about it, the defense secretary. He says he did not inform the White House before authorizing the pause. Two bits of news there. One, he authorized the pause, so it doesn't matter if Eldridge Colby was advocating for it. The SecDef authorized it, and he says he did not tell Trump about it, which that seems like a big deal to me, but
Yeah, it would be a bigger deal if it were not for the fact that the Trump administration, the last one and this one, operate differently than others. And because they're a little more unconventional, I think people aren't sure exactly where their boundaries are. So it seems to me it was Hegseth and Colby saying, I wonder how much autonomy we do have over here. We're running out of these Patriot missiles. I say we pause shipments and talk about it.
Yeah, it's certainly if they really believe that to their core, that's a mistake for us to be giving Ukraine this many weapons. We need to be prepared for China and other problems. It would definitely be one of those I'd rather get forgiveness than permission sort of situations. I might do the same thing.
Right, yeah. So I'm not that troubled by it.
Oh, I just wonder if they survive. I just wonder if Trump keeps them around.
Oh, I think so.
Okay.
I think so. I don't think it was a betrayal. It was just going a little too far. But we'll see. Perhaps Trump will treat them like Putin treats his allies who are on the outs. This is almost like worn out, but I think it's worth revisiting now and again. First, Russian transport minister Roman Starovoyt, who was fired on Monday, has shot himself, according to the official news agency. Perhaps the disappointment and humiliation of the loss of his cush gig was too much for the man, and he decided to end his life. It's a tragedy.
Yeah.
A tragedy indeed.
When I heard that, I thought, did he shoot himself? Did Putin have someone shoot him? Did they sit down in the car with him and say, here's what's going to happen to your family if you don't shoot yourself? We'll right. let you decide.
Exactly. And a couple of days later, Andrei Batilov, the vice president of Russia's national oil pipeline, has been found dead after allegedly falling out of a window of his home in suburban Moscow.
Those are too much, though. The suicides, the claims of adults falling out of windows.
Like all the damn time? Yeah, Russia really needs to make national window safety a campaign. Better glass, I don't know, awareness, maybe an area rug so the floor isn't so slippery.
I
don't know.
As we've pointed out many times, in case you don't already know, the absurdity is the point. The unlikelihood that you would fall out of a window is the point.
Right, exactly. Putin says, I can kill you. I will make a hilariously idiotic claim about how you died, and nobody's going to say nothing.
Nope, the news will report it with a straight face.
And this news outlet happens to have a little recap of the unexplained deaths of high-profile Russian figures just since Vlad Putin invaded Ukraine in 2022. You got Anatoly Gerashenko, former head of Russian aviation research, died after reportedly accidentally falling down numerous flights of stairs.
Ah, boy, you fall down one flight of stairs, you make that turn at the bottom, then fall down another flight. That's unfortunate.
Here's a guy named Sengorkin, editor-in-chief of the major state newspaper, blah, 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 died suddenly after appearing to suffocate, according to the paper he used to helm. Here's an energy executive, died after falling overboard from a speedboat.
Appeared to suffocate.
Yes, he just stopped breathing. It was weird, right after we put this eyedropper full of stuff in his throat. Here's a chairman of the board of Russia's largest private oil company, died after falling out of a six-story window of a hospital.
Slipped and fell.
A top manager of giant oil company found dead after allegedly receiving a hangover treatment involving toad venom. That one's creative. Here's a guy found hanged outside a villa. Here's a guy found dead in his apartment along with the bodies of his wife and daughter. Murder-suicide. I'm sorry. We've run out of time. There are eight more.
I'm next to a big window. I could be walking over here. There's a banana
peel. Oh, my God. Careful, Chad.
I tumble out the window to my death.
Oh,
that could happen. Or I got a really bad hangover and I try a little toad venom and it goes wrong. That can happen.
And again, that list is just the last 2.5 years.
That's really something that gets away
with
that.
What's going on?
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month, but What I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and PureTalk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. PureTalk, a wireless company that
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com. Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Now open at Turtle Bay Museum, Discover Steampunk, an exhibition for all ages.
Featuring futuristic technology inspired by 19th century Victorian designs.
Steampunk reimagines steam-powered machinery and gadgets as modern inventions. Discover Steampunk is on display at Turtle Bay Museum by the Sundial Bridge in Reading.
And is produced by the Imagine Team, free for members or included with paid admission.
Discover this and much more at turtlebay.org.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The heat was brutal all around the country. I mean, it was, for the first time in years, ice cream truck drivers sold more ice cream than weed.
Wow, I guess that's a thing, huh?
Ice cream drivers selling weed?
Yeah, I'd heard of that now and again. We've done that story, you know, a handful of times through the years, but evidently it's so assumed in urban areas that...
Really?
Running joke, yeah.
Wow, I'm glad I found that out in case my kid decides to go. Yeah, the ice cream truck every day, Dad. I'm always going to the ice cream truck.
Boy, I loves my ice cream, you know what? Oh, look, I got to apologize. I'm an idiot. Stupid, stupid, stupid. Last segment we were talking about all the people falling out of windows and mysteriously dying in Russia just in the last 2.5 years, and the number's quite astounding because these are, like, important movers and shakers people.
Right, and you wouldn't think you'd become that... big a deal as a businessman or a politician, yet be so unable to stop yourself from tripping and falling out of a window.
Yeah. Well, and it's a thing among dictators that occasionally they will thin the herd just to make sure nobody gets too much power and or to keep everybody on edge. I don't think this is that.
I don't think so either.
For it to be that many people of that much prominence in the last couple of years suggests an insecurity. Putin's feeling insecure about his rule and or there are actual rumblings going on. I don't know. That was my ultimate point. I didn't get to it last segment. I apologize deeply and humbly. Let's all move on with our lives.
Before getting to something disturbing, I was starting to feel optimistic. Or if you were feeling starting to feel optimistic, I'll bring you back down. All right? That's I feel like it's my job. Somebody sent me this hilarious meme who knows my vacation story. Vacations are expensive. It's somebody standing there on the beach looking at the ocean. Vacations are expensive, but how can you put a price tag on your kids being ungrateful in a different city? That is exactly right.
Oh, boy.
I got to admit, I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, even now, just a couple of days back from vacation, I have positive feelings about it. I think they'll remember it the rest of their lives, blah, 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 blah. But there were moments during the vacation where I thought, I could have bought a decent used car for what this vacation costs, and you're both miserable. What the hell? Next time I'm just staying home.
Wow, or leaving you home.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I did think that, too, and that might even be true with my high schooler. He might be done vacationing with mom and dad. I didn't vacation with mom and dad when I was in high school. I was working. I had other things to do, and I think if they had asked me, it would have been weird. So I don't know. Different people are different. So.
Yeah, at one point in our childhoods, my parents went with the this was possible sometimes, not all the time, but you can bring a friend.
Mm.
And so, yeah, and so there would be family time, then independent time, as, you know, the birds were leaving the nest bit by bit.
Right.
We didn't take, like, long, exotic, expensive vacations. We just, like, drove from Chicago to New Jersey. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. If I ever meet Elon Musk, I want to ask him why he makes Twitter the way he makes it in some ways, as the thing I was about to talk to just disappeared, and it makes me very, very angry. Let me find it here quickly.
Standing by.
Yeah. I hope this doesn't take me too long. Oh, our friend Tim Sandifer did retweet this, which is pretty good. Have you heard this? So you remember that bridge, the Francis Scott Key Bridge, that big boat plowed into and knocked it down?
Of course. Yeah.
That was a year and 4 months ago that that bridge collapsed. We still, they still, haven't started rebuilding a new bridge. In fact, they just started yesterday demolishing the old remains. And the point was made, and Tim Sandifer, being a libertarian small government guy, it only took us 410 days to build the Empire State Building in 1930. We've become less capable drowning ourselves in red tape and regulation. China would have built 10 bridges by now.
True.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why aren't more people bothered by that? We had the story yesterday about, what is it, Katie? One building permit in Palisades?
Yeah.
After the fire so far, and however long that's been, one.
Yeah, one right. single family home on the 6 month anniversary of the Palisades and Eaton's fire.
If those poor people weren't burned out of their homes and their lives in chaos, they really ought to, you know, have a march through the streets of L.A. or form a coalition or something. They've been so maltreated by the government of California and L.A. County and the rest of it. It's just, it's horrifying. While Gavin Newsom is doing press conferences talking about, we're making real progress. We're freeing up the red tape. I'll be running for president soon. Look at me.
Okay, so here we go. This is Byron York in the Washington Examiner, the headline being Disturbing Glimpses of Democratic Anger. And I'll just read the first part of it as it's written, because it's pretty good. This is in quotes. Our own base is telling us that we're not doing good enough, said one Democratic lawmaker, quoted in an Axios article that came out over the weekend that I didn't read. Some of them have suggested what we really need to do is be willing to get shot. They're talking about protests at U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Facilities, ICE. That there needs to be blood to grab the attention of press and the public. Another lawmaker told Axios that constituents say civility isn't working and to get ready for violence to fight to protect our democracy. Another Democrat said, it's like the Roman Colosseum. People just want more and more of this spectacle. Byron York writing, obviously, these are Democrats who have moved beyond the defeat them at the ballot box stage of politics, and even beyond the protest by civil disobedience stage, they're ready to turn a political fight into a physical fight. Violence is already going on in Texas over the weekend. A militant group broadly allied with Democratic views launched what officials called a coordinated attack on the ICE, one ICE facility that we talked about. According to court documents, it started at about 10:30 p.m. when a group of 10 to 12 Antifa radicals dressed in all black began shooting fireworks toward the building. Some began to vandalize parked cars when unarmed ICE workers called 911. A police department officer arrived, and here's a quote from them. Immediately after the APD got shot as he got out of his vehicle, an assailant in the woods opened fire, shooting the APD officer in the neck area, according to court documents. The other gunman also opened fire at the unarmed Department of Homeland Security correctional officer. In total, the assailant shot approximately 20 to 30 rounds at the correctional officers. Police later found two AR-15-style rifles and spent casings in the nearby woods. When police rounded up some of the people that didn't get away, seven suspects who were dressed in black, military-style clothing, some had on body armor, some were covered in mud, some were armed, some had radios.
Just a quick aside, you remember when the mainstream media was telling us Antifa doesn't really exist during the post-George Floyd violence, for instance, in Portland? There's a hell of a lot of violence in Portland, by the way, that's not being reported on the same topic.
Or I've been told over and over about, you know, organized white militias who are angry about the other taking their jobs or whatever are going to do this, but it hasn't happened yet. We've had this sort of an organized attack where people are in combat clothing and shooting unarmed officers and everything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That is something. The officer who was hit in the neck survived. 10 suspects were charged with attempted murder. Good. And I'll just read a little more from the Washington Examiner. This is the radical, violent tip of the protests against the Trump administration's enforcement of immigration law. Other examples of recent radicalization include far-left Free Palestine extremist who was accused of killing the staff members. It goes through the list of all that violence. Beyond that, of course, there have already been riots in L.A. and other protests that turned violent. This has been an alarming plunge in the number of Democrats who say they're proud to be American. You talked about this yesterday. Back in 2015, when Barack Obama was president, 80% of Democrats said they were extremely or very proud to be American. That number is now less than half of that. Anyway, Byron York building the case that Democrats are very unhappy with America, and at least a small percentage, and I want to make it clear, I believe it's a small percentage, but are willing to be very, very violent.
Right. Hey, Michael, get
and
clips 90.
And how much news coverage have you heard of this?
Very little, cursory.
I missed a lot of news over 4th of July weekend, like a lot of people did. I didn't take in my normal news flow, but this hasn't been the lead story everywhere. That you had dozens of armed in combat gear people lying in wait for ICE officers and willing to kill them?
Yeah. Yeah, it's only because the man pulled through that it isn't enormous news. But, yeah, it's been undersold as a news story. It's been the reporting has been cursory at best because they're uncomfortable with it. This is from San Francisco, clip 90, Michael. This just happened, I think, yesterday. That is a mob of people trying to fight the cops, hurl bicycles at them, you heard the one cop saying, get away from my gun, get off my gun. And interestingly enough, many of them were clad in keffiyehs at an anti-ICE thing. Well, that seems odd, doesn't it? No, that's back to what I've been saying for the longest time, and I think some of you think I'm paranoid or imagining it. It's the permanent omnicause. It's the radical Marxist desire to overthrow Western civilization. So you have people in keffiyehs trying to fight cops or tempt them into shooting somebody, as that other person was talking about, in the name of ICE, while wearing your Palestinian garb. And the rest of them were clad in Antifa gear, all black. And once again, it was predominantly, not exclusively by any means, but predominantly angry, militant young women screaming at the cops over and over again. My God, young American women are so off track. Let's hear Senator Mark Wayne Mullen here, Michael.
They were in tactical gear. They had devices that would block the signal of cell phones so they couldn't be tracked. When the police responded, they ambushed them. That's a coordinated attack. Now, if this was any other situation, the Democrats at very least would be calling for gun control. They have said absolutely nothing. Why? Because they're the ones that have fanned the flames for this to happen. They're the ones that's literally calling on blood. Axios put out that a Democrat politician is calling for those to ratchet up their activities and spill blood when it comes to defending against ICE.
Yeah, I was just reading that Axios article. It has all kinds of quotes in there, most of them anonymous, from various Democrats talking about how their constituents are saying it's time to get violent.
Here's what I would respond to that. Those people are way too online.
Yeah.
You look
at
the actual numbers. Look at Gallup polling, not Twitter, not Blue Sky or whatever the hell that social media outlet is. They are hearing from the most vocal and militant among their constituents. Why not try popularism? Why not advocate for policies that are popular? These are the same people, I'm sure, who are screeching that trans women are women and transgender girls should be allowed to participate in sports. They represent just a small, small group of lunatics.
Wow, when
but you have actual representatives who think, yes, this is my constituents, I must listen to them.
Yeah, when is the mainstream of the Democratic Party going to learn to ignore their crazies and try to win elections and try to win elections again?
When it completely drags them down.
I hope not too many people are hurt or killed in the meantime.
Right, yeah, these are real people.
Man, that is quite a story. And, God, you talk about underreported. If the politics were reversed on that... Oh, my God, that would still be the only story. We'd be in, like, day four of it being the lead story. It would have pushed the Texas drownings off of the front page.
Right. Some right-wing militia had attacked the Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
Or an immigrants' rights center or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They'd be going berserk.
Any thoughts on any of this? Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
The very last thing anyone wants is to burden their family after passing.
That's why having a trust or a will is essential. It ensures your loved ones, your spouse, children, or anyone you care about clearly understands your wishes and doesn't have to deal with confusion, drama, or legal hassles while grieving.
Without a will, your assets could be distributed in ways you never intended. People you care about could be left out completely. Also, probate can be a long, complicated, expensive process, and it's avoidable if you have a simple trust in place.
A trust or a will sets a clear plan for how you want your estate handled. They are simple, affordable, and give you peace of mind. I have a simple revocable trust, and knowing my family won't have to go through probate brings real comfort.
TrustandWill.com makes it easy. They're the leaders in creating personalized trusts and wills to protect your legacy and loved ones.
Do the right thing. Protect your family. Visit TrustandWill.com today for total peace of mind. That's TrustandWill.com.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Sky Rizzi. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Sky Rizzi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Sky Rizzi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Kick off your Monday with our county's key stories. Tune in to KCNR at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McLean News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief offers crisp, local-only updates and lively discussions that matter to the community. Have a tip? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or connect via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a message. The Town Hall Brief, the trusted source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR 1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
This summer, stack the deck in your favor with a night of music, laughter, and Broadway magic with the Shasta College summer musical comedy, Guys and Dolls. Be enthralled by the talents of over 30 singers and actors as they bring this Tony Award-winning classic to life with unforgettable songs, dazzling dancing, and fast-paced fun the whole family will enjoy. Evening performances run July 18th through the 26th with 2 matinees on July 20th and 27th and a special ASL show on July 24th at the Shasta College Theater in Reading. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $15 for seniors, and just $5 for students. Reserve your seats now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents. Have some cool family fun this summer with the classic and affordable live orchestra musical Guys and Dolls. Get your tickets today. See you at the show.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate.
As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
While still rare, numerous studies show cases are on the rise, and turmeric's suspected role has increased markedly.
I think when people hear liver damage, they might think of, okay, alcohol could be playing a role, maybe acetaminophen, but supplements, I don't think that comes to top of mind for people.
Because the misconception is that herbal products are absolutely innocent. Turmeric, along with black pepper, that increases the levels of this ingredient in the blood.
I hadn't heard this. I just jumped on the turmeric, that suggestion of someone, jumped on the turmeric bandwagon like a week ago.
Watch out for your liver.
That whole, it's natural, so it's good for you, and the Indians knew better or something. Whatever.
Yeah, I know. Coming up next hour, prominent Democrat says Generation Z is the useful idiot generation. And it's more than just contempt for the young. It's interesting. Plus, school discipline or discipline in schools is making a comeback all around the country as one more, aspect of wokedom is rolled back. Thank God.
Can't wait to hear that. And there's an Epstein development. Trump was asked about it in his 2-hour press conference yesterday. Also, Pam Bondi, so we'll check in on that.
Oh, that's interesting. I just got a news alert that the CEO of X is stepping down, of the social media platform formerly known as Twitter. Have to look into that. So speaking of technology, seconds ago we learned that what's in your medicine cabinet is killing you. Meanwhile, your appliances are spying on you. Great piece. This happens to be in the New York Times. It's not a conspiracy theory. Many of the devices living in your home are quietly collecting towering heaps of information about you. Your TV, your doorbell, your security system, your thermostat, your fridge, even your earbuds are involved. And some of that data may be shared, analyzed, and sold to the highest bidder hundreds of times a day by organizations you've never heard of. You've pointed out many times, Jack, that a lot of products seem a great deal cheaper than they used to be. It must just be an advance of technology. Well, part of it is that, but part of it is they're subsidized by selling your data.
Yeah. It's,
when you sign on for the first time, you agree to all sorts of stuff.
The first several big screen TVs I had, like everybody, there was no software involved. You didn't log in. Now you do. And so they get all that data from you, tons of data in that. Being able to sell that data is what's lowered the price of big screen TVs. That drives me nuts if I want to watch TV and you got to update some app. It just makes me insane. I don't want any updates of, I just want to turn on my TV and watch whatever I'm going to watch.
So the story of smart home devices and your personal data is one chapter in a much larger tale of the immense and largely hidden data industry. There are more than 1,000 companies in the U.S. alone, including the companies that make or sell many of the products you own, that are devoted to gathering your personal data. These companies collect and sift through as much data as they can scrounge in order to create a unique profile of every consumer. They package those profiles and sell them to all sorts of advertisers, research firms, banks, credit card companies, home, healthcare companies, car insurance companies, landlords, government agencies, law enforcement, essentially almost anyone willing to pay.
Do they get bang for their buck? I've kind of hoped that this would go away when it turned out it doesn't really do us any good. Like, advertising went from TV and radio to, like, Facebook and other places there for a number of years. Like, really big. And then they realized we're not getting much bang for our buck and went back to radio and TV to a great extent.
Yeah, I think in a way you've answered your own question. Because it is the free market, the cost of this stuff, getting this information is very reasonable. Given the amount of data they collect, and they can give you detailed information about you from demographic info. I'm trying to hurry. Personal activities, life preferences, politics, travel, banking, healthcare, consumer goods, services, just everything that might be useful about you.
I can certainly see how knowing what shows I watch, how long I hang with them before I tune out, and all that would be or worth a lot of money to a bunch of different people.
Your smart devices are spying on you all the time.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hi, this is...
This is Joe Cordell of Cordell and Cordell. Serving in the military requires great sacrifices, not just for one's country, but also for one's family. Not surprisingly, divorce for soldiers is especially difficult, and it raises a number of challenges that are peculiar to military divorce, things such as deployments, relocation, retirement benefits. These issues can be complicated. So if you're a soldier facing such challenges, go to CordellCordell.com.
500 Capitol Mall, Sacramento. CordellCordell.com.
Some things can steal your sunshine.
Ugh, I just got my hair done.
Sorry, the cooler's broken.
Aww. Anyone see my flip-flops? Anyone?
But COVID-19 can steal a lot more.
I just took a COVID test. Ugh.
Prescription medications for COVID exist. If you test positive this summer, ask your doctor if they're right for you. Visit PfizerForAll.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.